Tuesday night for halacha. Okay, tonight will be a little unusual. It'll be a little more than a minute. That was a joke. If you've ever been here before, that was a joke. Where's Resnick? You can laugh. Tonight he could laugh. He's not here. But an interesting shaila came up. It's not really it's a halacha, but it's an interesting shaila came up, and I want to share with you the question came up. We need people to make a siyum on Erev Pesach for three minyanim, and one of the volunteers to make a siyum was a katan. And the question was asked, if a katan makes a siyum, I'm not talking about now the question if the katan's the bechor and the father has to fast, I'm not getting into that, but could bechorim participate in a katan siyum and thereby be mishtatif in the Suda Siyum and not fast? It would part of them from fasting. That's the question that came up because one of the volunteers was a katan. So my first reaction was that l'chayra not. Why? There's two sources for making a siyum, for making a simcha when you make a siyum. One is the Gemara in Bava Basra, that you make a suda, they may, by the Gemara of a mitzvah, by the Atzei Hamaracha, so you celebrate the Gemara of a mitzvah. So when you finish a certain portion of Torah, a certain specific portion of Torah, so you make a siyum, like you were gomer something. So I felt, but the Gemara talks about really a mitzvah, it's associated with the idea of a mitzvah, you did a chelik of the mitzvah, and a katan is potter min ha-mitzvahs, and therefore, als the mitzvahs Talmud Torah, he didn't really finish a chelik of a mitzvahs Talmud Torah. So that's one. And then the other makor, at first I thought, is also, it's a stam by Shlomo HaMelech, you find that when he acquired Chochmah, he made a medrash. Chazal saying Mikan She'olsin, he made a suda, he made a party, he brought karbonos. It says Mikan She'olsin a suda or simcha, exact lashon, legomra shel Torah, because he acquired knowledge then. And so I said, also, who says that the simcha of a cotton when he finishes something? Who says? Okay, that was my first hashkafa rishayna. But then I realized that Shlomo HaMelech was 12 years old at the time. So, adarabba, it would be a raya that he was mamash katan then. And still, he's the source. Okay, and then I found a tshuva sefer that discusses it, and he says a very interesting svara, and I want to tell it over to you. It's very nice, because it's kashur with Pesach. Very nice. His question was, mamash, this question. If a katan can make a siyum by b'chayrim, and everybody should be mishtatef in the siyum. So he brings down a Rambam, a very famous Rambam. Many boys say it in the Bar Mitzvah Pshetel, about a katan that becomes a gadol between Pesach Rishon and Pesach Sheni. So the Rambam paskins, he does not have to bring Pesach Sheni if he was nimne, if his father was made him a monui on the Pesach Rishon, he doesn't have to bring the Pesach Sheni. And the question that all the Mepharshim want to know is, the Katan's not mitzvah in mitzvahs, and so he didn't do the mitzvah of Pesach Rishon, so why should he be potter from Pesach Sheni just because his father was memanehim? Menachanami, the father legitimately was memanehim on the Pesach Rishon, but there was no kiyum ha-mitzvah of Pesach Rishon, and therefore he should have to bring Pesach Sheni. It's a very famous question. Rav Chaim, if you'll see Rav Chaim al Rambam, deals with that issue. It's a famous Rav Chaim. It's one of these Rav Chaims that everybody knows because it's short and it's, you know. It was my Bar Mitzvah Pshetel, one of my Bar Mitzvah Pshetel, because I was a katan shenas gadol ben shnei psachim. If, in case you're thinking of buying me a birthday present, so it's somewhere between Yud Dalet Nisan and Yud Dalet Iyar is my birthday. So this was my Bar Mitzvah Pshetel. Anyway, so he wants to tie in the Sefer Shelos Tshuvas B'Tzel HaChochma. He says as follows, that since Medioraisa, it's called Celebrate Sovis Dioraisa, that's the whole sugya there, since Medioraisa, the father could be Maman of the cotton on the Pesach. This is what he says the Rambam's for is. So Enochanami, the cotton himself, is not doing a mitzvah because he has he's a kohen. He's not doing a mitzvah, but since there's a fulfillment of a din Torah that the father is carrying out through him, you know, it's midiraisa, the father could be mamanahim. So the father is fulfilling that din by being mamanahim and having him partake. He's a monui on the first Pesach, so that's it's like he got a mitzvah, even though he's a potter for mitzvahs, but he was the instrument. I'm adding to what he says. He doesn't exactly say these words, but I'm interpreting what he's saying. The cotton, when he's an instrument for the father's fulfilling a din Torah through the cotton eating the korban Pesach through his minui, so that's enough to be considered that the cotton did a mitzvah, and therefore he's potter for the Pesach sheni. Therefore, he says, and he mamish talks about asiyum mitzad the mitzvahs talmud Torah. He doesn't talk about the other source. He taka discusses it from the perspective that you're making asiyum because of the mitzvahs talmud Torah. You finished a certain portion of the mitzvahs talmud Torah. So he says, enachanami the cotton is not mitzuvah, but the father's mitzuvah that the cotton should learn. Bishinantom levonecha. So it's mamish like the Pesach. He says that the father is fulfilling a din Torah by having the son learn, by making that the son learn. So therefore, the son's so that just like by the Korban Pesach by the Rambam, we find that when the son becomes an instrument through which the father's mekayim a din Torah, so that's called that the cotton did the mitzvah enough to patur from the Pesach Sheni. See, Tainus by Asiyum also, if the son finishes something, so that and he was the instrument through which the father finished a certain specific portion of his chiyuv of vishinantam lufanecha, so that's called as if, so the cotton is that instrument, so that's called like a kiyum hamitzvah, and you can make a siyum, and mamelish and iftarim kalabachayrim amishtatim b'siyum zeh mechayvus tainas ber of Pesach. So I'm going to be soymach on this, right, and we're going to allow a cotton to make a siyum by one of the minyanim. Okay, based on the psak of this Shuvah Sefer. Plus, Shlomo HaMelech was a cotton, which is the other source.